Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our associate pastor, Reverend Jeffrey Wendelowski, and is titled, Joseph Didn't Expect What Would Happen. It's based on the gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 1. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here this morning. We ask for God's blessings as we gather around the Word and Sacrament. And we are in the fourth Sunday of Advent today. We are getting very, very close to celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ in human flesh to be our Lord and Savior. We also ask for God's blessings on those individuals who will be watching this divine service on our YouTube channel. Please stand as we begin our worship by singing our opening hymn, number 354, Arise, O Christian People.
Now to dwell with
Remembering our baptism, we make our beginning this day as we do each day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria." This is the word of the Lord.
Be to God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Blessed is he who comes the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. These words recorded for us from the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Thus far the text. You may be seated. It's a joy and delight to welcome you again this day in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, on this, the fourth Sunday, not of Advent, not anything else, but in the season of Advent. And I think there comes a point in time in your life where you realize, well, you realize a lot of things as you age, but you realize something specific, where life's going on, you're going down the path of life, wherever it is you think that you're going, and then all of a sudden the big emergency brake pops on. What happens? You think, well, this is certainly not how I thought this was going to turn out. I mean, I think most of you probably, well, you probably know this story by now if you haven't heard me talk about it before, but a great example of this, think about our family's move back here at the end of July. It was a disaster. Well, what happened? We spent all this time piling all this stuff into this 26-foot-long budget moving truck. We spend a day, we think, okay, we're going to depart on Thursday. Well, you know what? That didn't happen. The truck wasn't packed because, well, to be honest, probably I didn't plan that out too well. But we pushed it back to Friday, because why not? So we pushed the truck back, pushed the moving back. We're loading this truck up, and we're like, okay, we're ready to go. It's Friday. The thing's packed up, ready to launch. Here we go. Well, I fire up the thing. Sounds like a tank when you turn it on, because it's got this big diesel engine. Start the thing up. Driving out of in Fort Wayne, you have all these subdivisions, like these little neighborhoods. We don't have them really out here, but call them subdivisions. You drive this thing, and I get like 0.75 miles or 1 mile from our house that we're moving from to come out here, and what happens? All of a sudden, all of the lights start coming on, and I don't mean all of the green lights that say, go ahead, Wendolowski, you're good to go. St. John's and Westfield is ready for you. All the lights turn green. No, no, no. Instead, all the lights come on. The engine light comes on. This thing's flashing. I don't even know what it was. All this stuff, boom, before you know it, I'm now a mile from our house. And what happens? The truck dies. You got smoke coming out of the hood of the thing. Doesn't work. Nothing happens. You call the budget moving company. They send their mechanic. They say, you know what? Dead. It's not going to go anywhere. I already forgot. There's some kind of fuel injector issue with the thing. But that was not how I thought this was going to go. I thought I was going to fire this up. My lovely bride Zoe was going to follow us behind in the van, and we were just going to move out and all was going to be well. Well, you know what? It wasn't. I ended up having to try and find a last-minute plane flight. God bless Jane McClure for helping me make that happen so I could be ordained, so I could be here in this pulpit today. But here's the thing. At some point, you realize wherever it is that you think you're going on your path in life, whether it's a career, whether it's related to your own health, whether it's related to whatever, the big giant emergency brake of life pops on and says, well, this is certainly not where I thought I was going to be going. This was not how I thought any of this was going to turn out. And as we see in the gospel text for today, what happens? Joseph is kind of dropped into these circumstances, so far probably off what he thought was going to be the script for his wife, or for his life. He's betrothed to Mary, and he has in his head probably this way he thinks all of this is going to go about. But instead, he's dropped into these circumstances that seem so far off script for what I can imagine he would have thought, that he's probably wondering what? He's probably wondering if somebody, when we have here quoted for us, as the prophet said, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they should call his name Emmanuel." He's probably thinking that somebody did what? Probably thinking somebody grabbed the wrong prophecy, and why in the world is he involved in the middle of this? Yet, here's the thing. God is still at work in all of this. At work for what? At work for our salvation. And oftentimes, we kind of move in that same direction as we see. It says what? Her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolves to do what? Resolves to divorce her quietly. And a lot of times, we kind of move and twist throughout this same direction, assuming that if we can simply, and throw out a medical term here, if we can diagnose what's going on, or if we can come up with this wonderful sounding A-plus solution to whatever the chaos is, if we can just resolve it, if we can just zero in on the thing and figure out, diagnose what is going on, if we can assess this whole thing, that we can do what? We can simply manage it. Or, what else? Take it a step further. We can't just manage it. We can control it. We can control it ourselves, as though God's help, as though the help that God sends to us, as though what God has spoken to us depends simply on our own grasp of what's going on. Whether we understand what's going on, whether we get what's going on, whether we like what's going on or not. Oftentimes, we think that we can manage this chaos and then do what? We think that God's help that he gives to us depends on how we can handle it, how we can understand it, and so on and so forth. But here's the real thing. Here's the real crisis. The real crisis is that in suffering, in challenge, when life doesn't go how it is that we expect, it exposes how often we want to grab onto, hold on to the steering wheel of life. I guess today's the day with all of the car analogies, I don't know. But want to grab onto the steering wheel of life and do what? We want to drive the car, we want to drive the budget truck, whatever. We want to drive it ourselves and be in charge of it and figure out, this is how I think this is going to go, so this is what I'm going to do. This is what God should do. God should align his plans with what it is that I want to happen in my life. And it exposes how often we quickly want to reach for this steering wheel. Even though, I mean, think about your own spiritual driving record, for instance. What? Your own spiritual driving record probably is filled in and of your own accord with a bunch of dents, with a bunch of dings, with a bunch of collisions, with a bunch of scratches, all of these things, whatever you want to fill in the blank with. But look at the text. What does the angel do? The angel speaks to Joseph, appears to him in a dream saying, "Joseph," calls him by name, "son of David." And as we have said during some of our midweek sermons, what does the angel say? A lot of times in Scripture, when angels appear, what happened? They say, "Be not afraid, do not be afraid, fear not, Mary," so forth. But it says, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." So it is that the angel does not show up with this simple kind of like three-step plan, does not show up with, you know, this heavenly life hack or whatever you want to call it, or this video that you see on TikTok to simplify Joseph's life. That's not the case. Instead, he tells him of who? Instead, he tells him of Christ, who is the Savior, God with us, Emmanuel. Tells him of the Christ, your wife is going to conceive and to bear this son, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Tells him of the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And because Joseph, well, he doesn't need some kind of like quick fix, spiritual duct tape, whatever, to hold all of this together. Instead, he himself too, amidst all of this, he needs the mercy, he needs the grace of God. He needs the mercy and grace of our Heavenly Father. I mean, even just think about it. The Advent wreath. I'm sure you've put this together by now, but when we sing, "Light one candle for what?" There's a bunch of descriptions that come up. We have "light one candle" the first week, for hope, light one candle for peace, Advent 2, light one candle for joy, the rose candle, and then the fourth week of Advent, light one candle for love. These are all of the things this child in Mary's womb comes to bring. Comes to bring all of these things amidst the chaos, amidst the commotion, amidst all of the things that we don't understand, and we sit there and we ask, why, O Lord, am I involved in this? Why has this happened to me? Why did you let this befall me? What is going on? Why am I here? Amidst all of this, the Christ comes to bring these things to us, and also, as we see, for he will save his people from their sins, from our sins of needing to control everything under the sun. And so it is that this child, conceived by the Holy Spirit, is God bringing salvation. And this salvation not only assures who? Well, who's the main person in here? We have what? Yes, the Christ, but Joseph. Reassures Joseph, reassures all of us, Christ's beloved, and shows us that nothing can overturn what he has promised. As we see the prophecy being fulfilled, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And these promises, as I said to the children, shine like a what? Shine like a flashlight. You all know what a flashlight is, certainly, but shines like what? Shines like this flashlight piercing in the darkness, piercing through our sin, piercing through all of the chaos around us, and shines like a light that what God promises will certainly be fulfilled. And so it is that Joseph did not choose his circumstances. He did not pick for this to happen, as we can see, which is why the angel has to come to him. Yet Christ enters into his midst with his saving purpose. And so too, Christ enters into each of our circumstances in life, bringing that same forgiveness, bringing those same promises. Yes, these will be fulfilled to you. Bringing these same promises that remain, that Christ remains Emmanuel, God with us, throughout our life. And here's the thing, that what steadied Joseph is what steadies you. Who steadies Joseph is the one who steadies you. Because why? Because Christ is with you. Christ, he's what? Christ is for you. And Christ comes to bring you the forgiveness of sins because all that he has spoken, all of the things in the Old Testament that say, look, 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 this is the Messiah. The Messiah is coming. God with us. He is coming for you. All of these things that have been spoken and he has promised, he will surely fulfill. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God. You have indeed refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your abundant mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. 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 Our closing hymn this morning is number 332, Savior of the Nations Come.
Savior of the nations come.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.
And God the Father was his source. Back to God he ran his course. Into hell his road went down. Back then to his throne and up.
For you are the Father's
now invite you to depart, to serve our Lord with joy and gladness.